It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
It was another Tuesday evening, and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Breachum. Last week, we had a conversation about the internet breakdown and what you can do during this time. I believe you learned a lot. If you didn't, you can just hop onto our YouTube and Facebook channel at Joy 99.7 FM. You don't have to do that now because we are live with tonight's show at Joy 99.7 FM. We are in the month of March still, and our focus is on women because in March we celebrate the International Women's Day. Now, with the year 2024, one of the things that I've always had on my goal list is start a YouTube channel. And interestingly, I've not been able to do that. But tonight, we will be talking about Creator Insights, launching and managing a successful YouTube channel. So that if you have been just like me, having it somewhere, New Year resolution, you're going to be creating a YouTube channel, then this is the show for you. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. Very soon, I'll be introducing my guests and then we will get into our conversation. But before we do that, we would like to share with you what is happening in the tech space. Why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends?
Hello there, and welcome to Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. In this week's trends, the MacBook Air gets an M3 upgrade. Now, everyone can edit their Instagram DMs. X adds live video to Spaces instead of bringing back Periscope. And finally, Google Drive search on iOS gets better filtering options. Now the details. Apple has unveiled two new MacBook Air models equipped with M3 chips, boasting up to 60% faster performance than the M1 MacBook Air. These laptops come in 13 and 15 inch sizes and can last up to 18 hours on a single charge. Additionally, the lid-closed laptops can now support dual displays. Great news! Meta has announced that Instagram users can now edit their direct messages up to 15 minutes after sending them. This is a much-awaited update because previously, the only option to undo a direct message was to delete the whole message. Meanwhile, X's live audio feature, Spaces, now includes an option for hosts to enable their video during chat sessions. The announcement was made a fortnight ago by the platform, formerly known as Twitter, and was accompanied by a user walkthrough by Doge Designer. Hosts can choose between front and back-facing cameras and a landscape or vertical view for their video feed. Finally, Google Drive for iOS recently introduced a new feature allowing users to filter their searches using drop-down menus for file type, owners, and last modified information. According to the company's workspace updates blog, users will see the menus before and after their search with related filter recommendations appearing as they type. This feature is available to all Google Workspace customers and individual subscribers, as well as personal Google account holders on iOS. That's it for this week's Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. Catch you same time next week.
Imagine strutting into the most anticipated wedding of the year, only to see seven other girls wearing your exact same outfit.
You are special and one of a kind, and that's why whether it's voice, data or SMS, you get to enjoy personalized offers tailored to your specific needs with MTN Just For You. Dial *141# or select your options on the My MTN app to redeem your unique Just For You package on Ghana's best mobile network.
MTN.
Get ready for the cybersecurity event of the year. The 2024 edition of the CISO Summit is SPARK, bringing together cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, experts, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. Join us at the CISO Summit, where we dive deep into the latest trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. It's not just a conference. It's a gathering of minds to address evolving cyber threats, develop robust security strategies, and promote information sharing. This event will be happening live on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Don't miss expert insights, innovative showcases, interactive sessions, and networking opportunities. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis for regular and 3,800 for early bird. Valid till 23rd February 2024. Secure your spots now. Visit thecisosummit.com or call 0572-760-472. Be part of the cybersecurity revolution.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. Just before we went to listen to the emerging tech trends, I mentioned that one of the things that has been a goal for me is to start a YouTube channel. I've written it like a number of times. Interestingly, I've not been able to do it yet. But this evening, we'll be having a discussion on the creator's insights, launching and managing a successful YouTube channel. I have with me three amazing ladies, yes, just in case you're wondering. And you have the opportunity, you can just hop onto YouTube or Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. You will see what's happening in the studio. They are all looking splendid. And the first guest I'm going to introduce is Emma Opoku Pari. She is a YouTube content creator and minister. Her YouTube channel is called Diligence Pursuit. Emma, you're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, Emma. The next I have is Khadija Khalid. She's also a YouTube content creator, and the name of her channel is Khadija Khalid. Khadija, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I also have with me Amiratu Abubakar. She's also a YouTube content creator, and the name of her channel is Amiratu Abubakar. Amiratu, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So as I mentioned, I have written it over and over. Start a YouTube channel. But I've never been able to do this. So I'm just going to start first with you, Emma. What was it that moved you to start this? Because, I mean, I'm sure someone listening has probably been in my shoes and has it as a goal or a resolution, but they haven't done it yet. What was it that made you start a YouTube channel?
All right, thank you. And I'll say a good evening to you, all the listeners. Okay, so I think it started from a deep desire and sort of like a nexus between passion and purpose, where I realized that I was already individually doing or providing some teachings and insights into faith and life. But I did realize that I constantly had to be at one place at a time, being able to connect with individuals. And at a point, it got very tasking and it got overwhelming a bit. So I sat back and I thought about it and said, you know what, the YouTube platform allows you to be able to connect to a wider audience, and it allows for multiplicity of what I'm doing. So in this situation, I'm able to, serve what I'm doing to a wider group of people. So I think that's what we actually, you know, inspired me to start out and do a deep dive on YouTube. Thank you.
Interesting. I think I'll be getting to the part where I am having the fears. But before I get to that, I'll come to you, Amiratu. What was it that made you start your channel?
So actually, it's a funny story. I started my YouTube out of boredom. Like, I was just bored.
Okay.
So it was during the lockdown and we were at home. I wasn't doing anything. I was just on my phone scrolling through all the various social media platforms, and I was like, why not also create content like the other content creators on these social media platforms? And then I just started. So yeah, I wasn't scared. I just didn't know what kind of content I wanted to create.
Okay.
But I just started.
I see. A lot of people started their channels during lockdown. It's just interesting to know. Most people started a lot of different adventures during lockdown. And yours was starting the YouTube channel.
Yes.
We'll get into more details on that. So coming to you, Khadija, what made you start your channel?
Well, for me, I caught myself always taking videos of happenings. Could be my mom fetching water or me washing dishes, mm-hmm. or anything at all. So anything at all that comes to mind, I'm already holding my phone up, taking videos, keeping memories. And anytime I take those videos, I post them on my WhatsApp status and they disappear within 24 hours. I was like, why won't I put it on a platform where I can eventually monetize? Well, when I started out, the aim wasn't to monetize it, but it was just for me to be able to keep those memories. So YouTube is always there. YouTube is not going anywhere. So I just decided to upload those videos to my YouTube. And like Amira said, I also didn't know what I wanted, like which path I wanted to take at the time, but I was just posting anything that came to mind. So for me, however, I started posting consistently during the lockdown as well.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you had yours before the lockdown?
Yes.
Okay.
But consistently was during the lockdown.
You had more time on your hands.
Exactly.
So you were posting things.
Yes.
Okay. So you spoke about sometimes things happening in the house, that's what you end up posting. Is that what you currently still do?
Yes. Funnily. Yes, that's what I currently do, but I have also found out that I also like to take videos of food, like the process of cooking food.
Okay.
So I have added that to what I was already doing. So if you want to categorize what I do, that would be under lifestyle, but now you can add food to it.
Okay.
Exactly.
A lot of people are interested in food.
Exactly.
Oh, it's very understandable.
Everyone eats.
Everyone eats. That is so true. So my question now will come to you, Amratu. This is a space where a lot of men do the things that you ladies are doing. And as part of International Women's Day, we want to focus on women who are doing certain things that usually you not find happening for a lot of women. So we are just spotlighting you, that you can share your journey with us. So I just want to find out from you, how has it been so far? Would you say there have been issues, challenges? What has the journey been like for you?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest. It has been difficult. Okay, sometimes it's very discouraging when you post your video and nobody watches it. Maybe you get 50 views within a week. Like sometimes you feel like giving up, but you don't have to, because you know what you want. Do you understand? You know what you want. It's a difficult process. Some people, when they start, boom, and then they've made it on YouTube. Others too, you have to go through it thoroughly before you make it. And with my experience, I'm going through it thoroughly.
So let me ask you this. You said when you started, you didn't really know what content to be producing.
Yes.
Do you now have something, an outline that you use?
Yes. So I create content on lifestyle, travel, and then fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, for YouTube. But I also do food on TikTok.
About the food?
Yeah, on TikTok. But I don't do what Khadija does.
Okay.
I do food reviews.
Okay.
So yes, there's a difference. So
yes,
she takes videos of the process of, yes.
Okay.
But I just make take reviews of food.
Okay. Yeah. So after eating it, then you
and I tell people whether it's nice, whether you should come and purchase it, whether it's worth your money. Yeah.
Okay. I see a lot of people do that too. It helps us. At least when we see the reviews and we want to visit those places, we know what to do.
Exactly.
So Emma, I'll come to you too. I'm saying, I don't know, for me, whether it's the fear or what that has prevented me from going ahead to do it, but what would you say has been challenging for you starting the channel?
I think what's major is putting yourself out there. you know, showing up and being authentic and wondering if people would, you know, accept you and connect with you with all the quirks and all your, it can be daunting. It can be very, very, it can be scary. And I think that I can remember a few nights where I've actually cried because,
I have a different story. So let's
wait, because I it's like, oh my God, I think I remember the first video when I actually posted it. I couldn't even sleep that night because I was wondering, like, God, what have I done? Like, I've literally exposed myself to 2 million people in the world. I could just have stayed, you know, like, so. I mean, of course, YouTube has like guidelines for its community, so you can expect that people would behave. Mm-hmm. But putting yourself out there, I think, is the biggest fear you need to work. And I don't think it actually leaves overnight. But every day you show up for every content you produce, I think you sort of overcome that fear and courage is built up on the inside. I think secondly, too, I think another fear was, or maybe a challenge I would say, not fear, was niching down and finding what my voice was supposed to speak to. I think that too can be a journey. And if, I mean, don't rely on just people reacting to your videos to decide the path, because that too can be tricky. Mm. So otherwise, you won't remain authentic to who you are and your values or your beliefs. And if you're chasing being viral or trying to secure the bag in a sense, I think that can be a very slippery place. So just remaining authentic to yourself, to your values, to your beliefs, and showing up. I think those are the things. Those are the initial hurdles, but once you're able to overcome those, I think you just fly.
You mentioned something that was key, consistency.
Yeah.
You just keep building on that. We like to hear your story, Khadija.
Okay, so Emma has been hitting the nail right on the fact that you have to be authentic.
Mm.
So for me, I was also afraid of putting myself out there, but I told myself I am just going to create the content that I like.
True.
But then, if any other person sees it and they like it, and they subscribe, they like, they comment, and they do all the nice things to my video, that's a bonus for me.
Wow.
So that is how I overcame the fact that I'm going to be putting myself out there. So now I post my video. I really don't mind the views or the likes. Yes, I will do all the necessary things I have to do to promote my video, but my focus is not there. I'm just doing what I like. So if Emma or Amira sees it and they like it too, hallelujah. That's what, like, that's mine. So over time, I think I've also overcome the fact that I've also put myself out there. People would talk, but then people will always talk, no matter what. So,
facts.
So you just do you. At the end of the day,
I think I like what you said. And even your journey as it started, you mentioned that you just liked keeping memories, taking videos, taking pictures. So you're just putting something there for you.
Yes.
Mm. If other people also end up enjoying it, then that's fine.
Period.
Please, if you are listening to, to ask this evening, you've been thinking about it, just like me. I'm sure I'll be launching mine very soon after this evening. I can't still be sitting on my fear. I have to go over that. But what's important is that you try and find your niche. But we would want to touch on that. Can anyone at all just create a YouTube channel? I'll come to you, Amira, too. Can anyone at all just create a YouTube channel?
Well, I believe that you should have interest in it first. Because if you're not interested in something, you wouldn't have the passion to do it very well. So I think that if you're interested in creating a YouTube channel, create it. And then about the niche, you figure it out, okay? You don't have to know what kind of niche you want to create, like content you want to create on that kind of niche. No, just start. You will figure it out, because that's how I started.
Mm.
I didn't know I was interested in lifestyle, travel, until I started my YouTube channel. And then I also encourage people to watch other creators as well, because if you watch other creators, you learn from them, and then it also inspires you to create your own content. That's exactly what I think.
Got you. This is just interesting. Anyone at all can create a YouTube channel, but what you need to do is to check. And I mean, it's okay to just
make all the mistakes and figure it out.
Yeah, you figure it out.
There's really no cause to that. Putting things out there. So we can just start it. All right, so what are some of the things? I'll come to you, Emma. You mentioned your very first video and how it's even made you cry afterwards. What are some of the things that you wish you had known when you started your channel?
Wow, that's a good question. I would say, I won't call it what I wished I knew, but what I think I've gleaned through the process. I would say that personal development, growing yourself, impacts the kind of content you create. So you realize that when you get better, when you learn, you pick up the skills. Because with my YouTube channel, Legend Pursuit, I just wanted to provide, speak to faith and just help people. That was the inspiration. Mm-hmm. Now I'm inundated with setting up a tripod, putting up a camera. I do video editing. I'm like, God, why? Like, I didn't sign up for the added, you know. So I'll say that developing yourself, like taking up upskilling. So, because then I had to learn how to use softwares. I had to learn how to, you know, get into the role. Yes, I had to literally put myself in there,
pictures, videos. I want to put
It goes beyond, way beyond that. So So you need to really develop yourself. I think that was one thing I learned, that this is not a work in the park. Like, you need to develop yourself, understand the space you're in, and hone the skills in. Because before you put up a YouTube video, you should understand that videos have go with good quality. That is video production quality, sound quality. All those things come with good skills. Unless, of course, you are outsourcing that to somebody else. But if you are working on the low budget, or you're just trying to hone the skills and own the process, then that's it. So I think that's one thing I learned. I think the second one thing I learned would be also discipline. Because, to be fair, I don't always feel like producing the content. And prior to even doing the content, people don't probably even know, before the lights, camera, action turn on, there's in-depth research, there's study, there's careful scripting, there's careful practice. So because I want to bring value to
A minute, Khadija and Amiratu, do you also go through the same thing?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
So we can't just be there, like, doing things off the cuff.
No.
Please touch on the point again, Emma. You mentioned careful scripting. Can we just touch on some of the things if someone needs to put something out there?
Before you hit upload, let me start from there. Before you get the video to hit upload, you're looking at, first of all, you have a vision of what you want the video to speak to. So you're starting from concept to execution. So then you're asking yourself, how can I package, it's like a storytelling, so how can I package the story so that people can connect with it, and it's easy to understand. And depending on the niche, because if you're in education, then you need to break it down. If you're in entertainment, you need to be able to, you know,
entertain us.
So depending on what you're doing, but then you have to, before you start the upload, you're doing that, so you visualize, so you have a vision of what you're going to tell. Then that's how you have that, you're going to ask yourself, are there going to be segments within the video? Are you going to break through? And then, so every portion of it, so maybe for me, that's what I do. So maybe the first segment is going to speak to this, second is going to speak to this, and the third is going to speak to this. And then I do my scripting, because then I need to share something. So I plan out what I'm going to speak. I know maybe for Khadija or maybe for Amira, maybe I'm vlogging, maybe they can, you know, at the spell, they can speak to certain topics. And but mine demands that I do a script so that I can. So I think those are the key things you'd have to do. And but please don't be overwhelmed. Take baby steps.
Yeah. Khadija, you just said yes when she said that you all go through this.
Yeah.
So we've somehow gone ahead. That's for someone who already has a channel, right? Or someone who has started it and would like to upload a video. But today I'm listening to this program right now, and I want to start, like, in the next 2 weeks. What are the minimum things, like the minimal things I can look at in terms of devices and just get ready and start my channel?
Okay, so first of all, you need a smartphone. a smartphone, exactly. Android, iPhone, whatever, a smartphone. You also need a Gmail account, a Google account. Yeah. Anything that ends in @gmail.com, you're eligible to have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So that's like the basic thing that you need to start. And of course, a smartphone has a camera. And if you want to take your video and you feel like, hey, I have to get like the fanciest camera, no, that's not how you start. Unless you are like very, very DB and you know you can afford those things. But if you can afford those things, that's totally fine. But if you are just starting and all you have is your smartphone, maybe your data bundle for your upload, that you should just start with that one. And device-wise, when I started, I didn't have a device. I mean, like, tripod and those things. I didn't have those. So I would use a barrel, mount books, and then put my phone to record myself. So when you are starting, you don't, like Emma said, don't get overwhelmed. You can always improvise. Baby steps. Yeah. So you feel like, okay, now I need a tripod.
So but can we just touch on it? What is it for someone listening and just wondering what a tripod stand is?
Okay, so a tripod is basically a stand that has like three legs. Mm. So a tripod,
yeah.
Okay? So it has like three legs, gives stability to your phone, especially if you don't have anybody there to assist you to take your videos.
Please, so, can I use selfie stick or it has to be the tripod?
You can use a selfie stick depending on the kind of content you want to create. So if I want to shoot my food content and I'm the only person there, I'm the same person cooking, I'm the same person shooting, then I need a tripod.
Your phone is just fixed.
It's just fixed, then I do my activity. Yeah. So basically, smartphone, a Google account, if you can afford a tripod, that's fine. Basically, like those are the basic things. But if you want to, you know, go higher, you can add maybe a microphone to give you like a better sound quality. And if you want to take your videos, always wipe your lens. That's like the basic
one. You've reminded me of my sister. Anytime you've been taking a picture, clean your camera. Clean
yes.
Your camera.
Yeah. You think it's that. Your phone's camera that is bad. But your fingerprints are all over your camera.
True.
You just need to wipe and you realize that, my iPhone 7 Plus has like top quality.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to, you don't have to break the bank to start a YouTube channel. Your smartphone is just fine.
Interesting. So just a smartphone, Google accounts. In fact, now I see that when I even log into YouTube, I usually see my accounts as if when I want to start the channel, things are already there.
No, it's a click away, actually.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All you need to do is just to upload that first video that
that's it.
You have been sitting on. This is to all of us. Those who have been saying we are going to be creating the YouTube channel, by all means, we'll have to start looking at that. So one of the reasons people create the YouTube channels, you mentioned even in your submission, Khadija, that something that you can monetize at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think today in having this discussion, we wanted to get people at different levels of their journey since they launched their channel. So let me just find out from you. Are you already monetizing your channel?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So can you take us through that process?
To monetize.
For someone, exactly. What will they need to be able to do that? Because sometimes it's people's idea, like, we want to get money from it. Or maybe they already have their channel, but that option is there. How can they get to it where they can monetize on their channel?
Okay, so the criteria is that you need to have a minimum of 1,000 subscribers. And then people should have watched your videos for 4,000 watch hours. Like, imagine that. People should have stayed on your video, like watching your video.
different people.
Different people for 4,000 hours. I hear nowadays that you can also monetize your channel if you have a minimum of 500 subscribers. But like with, I think, 10 million views on shorts, your short videos, then you can also monetize.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that, but there's something like that as well. But for me, I had to reach the 1,000 subscribers and then the 4,000 watch hours before I got monetized. And even after that, Google will now send you a verification. You will now have to verify your channel. Google would like to find out that it is not a robot manning that account.
Yeah.
So they'll send you a physical verification pin that you go to like your local post office to pick up, and then you use that pin to verify your account, and then you start seeing your dollar sign on your videos, and that's when like the coins will start falling in.
Talk about the money, you have to talk about it. I'm right. Do you have yours monetized?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, but you're looking at it based on the legibility that we need to have. Emma, what about you?
Please.
But at least we are starting from somewhere. So you mentioned something about seeing the dollar sign and all. For someone who is very diligent at it and they get to the point where they are monetizing their channel, is it something that is really worth it?
So I want to mention like some names to inspire ourselves.
Yes, let's do that.
So there's Wodemaya. Yeah. He's somebody that I look up to. Well, sometimes I use certain websites to see exactly how much these people are making. So I go there, I look at, hey, and I'll be like, hey, so is this how much you're making? And I go to Mufti Menk. He's an Islamic scholar, but yeah. I see him as like a very, very smart influencer, if you ask me. So I go and I check how much those people are making, and I'm like, wow, people are rich.
Something that inspires you.
So it's inspiring to see that people can actually make a whole lot of money from the platform YouTube. So for me, I'm not earning as much, but when you see it, you are gingered to post more, basically.
By all means, when you see it. I mean, there's this lady, is it Odeka? She is a Jamaican. I watch her videos, and it's usually things about finances, how you can first do some kind of personal development, and then how you can also improve upon your finances. And I really like her. She really inspires me, mainly because she's either a CEO or a CFO, one of them. But she didn't really care about her position. All she wants is that, like Emma mentioned, she has some kind of information. She wants the world to know about it. And mm-hmm. You can tell from the number of subscribers that she has, she's really making a lot of money on YouTube. But that wasn't even the focus from the start. We would like to hear from you. We are having a discussion on starting a YouTube channel and managing it. This is Geek Squad with Adobe Abrichim. You can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111997. 055-1111997. Have you thought about starting a YouTube channel? If yes, let us hear from you. What are some of the contents you are even looking at? If you have any question too, we'll be opening the phone lines and we'd like to hear from you. You can call in on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. I have with me three amazing ladies, and we have been having a discussion on launching and managing a successful YouTube channel. I've had with me Emma Ama Opoku Pare, Khadija Khalid, and Amiratu Abubakar. And so far, we have shared what made them start, some of the challenges that they had, how you can get started. And we would like to hear from you. You can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. I would like to just get this from you, Emma, just before we go on the break. I would like to just get this from you. So we've spoken about some of the challenges that were faced. So this is just a simple question before we just go on the break. What keeps you going every time? I mean, we've touched on the challenges, but what keeps you going that you just wake up and say, I have to still post? Because you mentioned self-discipline, and for some people, it's really a challenge. So what is it that just keeps you going every time?
Okay. Okay, so I believe that before you start a YouTube channel, you do have your why. Mm. You see, I think it's always a question of what is your intrinsic motivation to why you even started the channel in the first place. And I also want to say that if your goal is to just monetize, you should rather make your goal to give value. Always give value. See that you're serving people something. So I think that the why, so for my why would be, I'm actually on a mission and I've been tasked to do this. So my faith in God is part of my why. And the second is that I saw that there's a gap, or there was a gap in people being able to connect, you know, and navigate life and have a safe space or a community where they could easily find answers to their questions and engage in conversations. So that gap, to me, I was like, no, this gap needs to be filled. And I think I have the requisite skills and understanding and the foresight to be able to share and serve the value. So I think that, so discipline then now plays, like, now kicks in to say that, look, girl, you said you would do this. You said you wanted to save and become the superhero in this area. So why have you slacked? Why have you stopped? Get up and then continue.
Interesting. We'll have to get up and continue. I'll be coming to you, Amiratu, for you to also share with us what keeps you going. But before we do that, we will be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Can you hear it? The freedom in our songs. The sound of liberty that rings from Kaswa to Karaga, from Tamale to Takoradi. It's in the pestles that pound from coast to coast. It's in the busy offices, the crowded streets, and the noisy schools. It's in the wisdom of our elders and in the laughter of our children. It's in seeing how far we've come and looking at how much we can grow. It's in knowing that still Ghana go be. Happy 67th Independence Day, Ghana.
MTN.
Get ready for the cybersecurity event of the year. The 2024 edition of the CISO Summit is SPARK, bringing together cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, experts, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. Join us at the CISO Summit, where we dive deep into the latest trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. It's not just a conference. It's a gathering of minds to address evolving cyber threats, develop robust security strategies, and promote information sharing. This event will be happening live on the 27th and 28th of March at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Don't miss expert insights, innovative showcases, interactive sessions, and networking opportunities. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis for regular and 3,800 for early bird. Valid till 23rd February 2024. Secure your spots now. Visit thecisosummit.com or call 0572-7...
Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say.
This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. Welcome back and thank you for sticking with us. CISO Summit is happening just tomorrow and on Thursday. Get set for the cybersecurity event of 2024. The CISO Summit is back, uniting cybersecurity leaders, IT professionals, CISOs, and innovators from Ghana and beyond. We are going to dive into trends, challenges, and strategies in cybersecurity. All you have to do is to join us 27th and 28th of March, that's tomorrow and Thursday, at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Don't miss the expert insights, innovation showcases, and networking opportunities. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis. Group discounts are available. Secure your seat at www.thecisosummit.com. The CISO Summit is thecisosummit.com. Or you can call the number 0572-760-472. Be part of the cybersecurity revolution. I will be moderating this program and I would love to see you at Labadi tomorrow and on Thursday. All you have to do is to join us by registering.
Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. This is your girl, Adebia Brechim, and this evening we've been having a conversation on launching a YouTube channel and how to even make it successful. I've had with me in the studio Emma Ama Opokupare. I have also Khadija Khalid and Amiratu Abubakar. And so far, we've been sharing our journey and having the conversation on this. Just before we went on the break, we wanted to know what keeps Amiratu going. I would like to hear from you. Do you have any questions? Send us your question on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Or you can call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. So Amiratu, Emma has shared with us what keeps her going. What is it that keeps you going?
Well, I see YouTube to be a long term thing for me.
Okay.
So I think this 9-to-5 thing is not for me.
And
I feel like one day I'm going to be a full-time content creator, creating content on my YouTube channel and getting money out of it. Because 9-to-5 is very stressful. I'm not going to lie. And people can relate.
You don't like stress. Soft
people
life.
People can relate. And they know what I'm saying is very true. But I think being a full-time content creator came out of meeting Udemaya. I met Udemaya with Khadija. I don't remember the year.
I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, but see him, he really inspired me a lot. Like, and he spoke about how much, he didn't actually spoke about how much he makes, but when you watch his content, you know how,
you
like,
can tell.
Yeah, you can tell how much he makes out of YouTube. Do you understand? And this man is working freely, going to other countries.
Yes.
And that's the kind of content I want to create.
Okay.
Travel content. And if I have a 9-to-5, I definitely won't be able to create travel content. So I think I want to be a full-time content creator, and that's what keeps me going.
So that is it for you?
Yes.
Becoming a full-time content creator. So
yeah.
Nothing will stop you right now?
No.
Interesting. For now, it's a side gig. Until it becomes the main gig. That's just interesting to know. So let me just find out from you, Khadija, because you have monetized yours. What are some of the ways that you engage the audience on your channel?
Okay, so when I post my video, there are people who always comment first. Like, they are first to
really?
Watch your video. Oh,
like,
yes.
You tell them if you are first, you give them something.
No, it's a way, you know, when they comment first on your video and then you engage with that person and, like, you are very appreciative of the fact that the person clicked on your video the moment it went public, you know, like, they become happy. Then the next video that you post, they'll be in a hurry to come and type first again because they know you are going to be responding to their comments.
So one of the ways you engage with them, you respond
to your comments. In fact, if you post a video, let's say you just posted the video, stay there, be monitoring your comments. Anybody who leaves a comment, you reply. You don't act like Beyonce, please. You are not Beyonce, please.
She has built her brand already.
You know, if you message Beyonce, she's not even going to see you. So just don't be Beyonce, please. But then that's one of the ways I engage my audience. And then sometimes, even in your video, you leave some you know, sentences, like, do leave a comment below if you like this part, or
like
if
a call to action.
Exactly, a CTA. Good, that was the word I was looking for. So if you've watched up to this point, please leave a like. If you've done this, or leave a blue heart, leave a red heart. That's why people do those things. If you've watched up to this point, leave a yellow heart. You know, so people will be leaving yellow hearts under somebody's post. You won't understand what's happening. It's just for them to keep engaging with your video. And then eventually the video also reaches a wider audience.
Gotcha.
But I think another way I also engage them is to bring them from other platforms.
Okay.
So, say, I'm quite active on TikTok as well. So I post like a teaser of the YouTube video on my TikTok, and then bring them to my YouTube. So you see people commenting, oh, I just came from your TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just came from your TikTok. So that's another way of how I
engage with
my followers or subscribers.
What about you, Amiratu? How do you do that?
One of the ways I engage, I think it's basically the same thing as Khadija. I respond to comments, and also sometimes I get DMs from these people who comment on my videos talking about I should teach them how to become a content creator and all. I think I should do a video on that, but I haven't had gotten the time. So I respond to their DMs, and then some of them will be like, I'm so surprised you replied to my DM, because I wasn't expecting you to reply. And I'm like, I'm
They've
online.
Been seen, so
yes.
They appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm online 24/7. So what do you expect me to do? I would definitely reply. Yeah, I think that's another way I also respond to my audience. And another way is probably I will also, if the person commenting on my video is also a content creator, I'll also appreciate them by going to their page and also watching their videos, commenting, liking. It's also another way. I mean, you are helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Yeah. So that's basically another way I respond to my audience.
Your audience. Okay.
Yes.
Emma, is there anything you do different from what has been shared so far?
I think I'm learning today. So I'm learning a lot. And I think thanks for sharing all the so far. What I'll say is, yes, I think you have to reply. People sort of would give certain comments. For me, the way I have been engaging is I do get people reach out to give testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be like, thank you so much, Emma. This was, I actually needed this. You have no idea what I was going through. So I think that the comments, you engage with them, because I think one thing I learned was that you just see some, maybe Susie One saying hi or thank you, but Susie One is a person behind that code name, a real person, a human too, who's connecting with your content.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me look like Emma. So if one person comes and says hi, mm-hmm. this is somebody I probably would meet somewhere and would have to connect and say the same thing I'm saying. So
mm-hmm.
it's you put a human face to the community you have.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way you engage with them the same way I'm seated here connecting with everybody else in the studio. So I think that's one way. And also, like she said, I find community too with other Christian YouTube creators, and by hopping onto their channels as well, like
mm-hmm.
to collaborate on certain topics, or I'm able to engage with other people and other community creators as well. So that's how I
Interesting.
Engage.
We will be continuing our conversation pretty shortly, right after listening to the Quick Tech Fixes.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Lajakum, and I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips here on Geek Squad. Today, let's talk about our device's operating system. Now, it is very important that you update your device's operating system regularly to ensure optimal performance on your phone. Here are the steps you should take to do so. 1. Make sure your device is connected to Wi-Fi. 2. Open Settings. 3. Select About Phone. 4. Tap Check for Updates. If an update is available, an update button will appear. Then you tap on it. 5. Install. Depending on the operating system, you'll see Install Now, Reboot and Install, or Install System Software. Then you tap on it. And that's it. So check for updates now on your phone and make sure to stay up to date.
This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. This evening we've been having a conversation on launching and managing a successful YouTube channel. I've had with me in the studio Emma Ama Opoku Pare, Khadija Khalid, and Amiratu Abubakar, and they have been sharing their journeys with us. So for you, if you want to be a YouTube creator, they have shared some insights with us. Discipline is one of the things you have to look at. You would also have to be very consistent. You need to create a niche for for yourself, the people you want to be uploading the videos for. And one of the ways that you can grow your channel is to engage with your audience or your followers. When you post something, make sure you go and reply to the comments that they sent you after you have done that. Okay, very soon our time is almost coming to an end, and so we would just like to touch on one last thing. This one will be like 30 seconds. There's AI now. I'm going to start with you first, Khadija. Is this something that people should be looking at when they want to create their content, they want to do their videos and upload on YouTube? And is it something that is even allowed in the first place? Just about 30 seconds before we get
to... Oh yes, definitely. So personally, my go-to AI tool I use is ChatGPT. So I use that to generate my titles, my descriptions, and sometimes even generates content ideas. So basically, for me, I make use of ChatGPT a lot. I always say it's my boyfriend. I always run to ChatGPT.
Interesting. I know someone who says he usually type the... Phoebe Bernard, he said he would type the hello buddy anytime he goes on ChatGPT. Okay, so I would just like to come to you, to Amira, to... We are just wrapping up. So your final words, what will you be leaving to someone who listened to you today?
Okay, so start that channel today, okay? Don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared of, okay? It's just one step. You just need to take that step and you'll be good. You'll figure the rest during the journey.
You'll figure it out during the journey. Yeah. It's just one step. Emma.
All right. So in 30 seconds, they say that when you cause your light to shine, you give others the permission to also have theirs lighted. So I'm hoping that this conversation would encourage somebody out there to, you know, embark on that journey of posting themselves out there. If you're a budding entrepreneur, you have a skill, you have an expertise, and you've been wondering how to showcase yourself to the world, I think that get the courage, be fearless. And also to say that we are engaging, I hope that by being here, people do find Diligent Pursuit on YouTube and do subscribe and connect with me so that I help you find where life and faith collide. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Amira, I think it would just be a good time for you to just share with us your YouTube channel.
Okay, so you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at Amiratu Abubakari. Just how it's pronounced, that's how you spell it. And yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, then finally, your final words, just in about 30 seconds, and then that's Khadija. You give us your handle too.
Okay, so for me, I just want to say that if you already started on your journey, the burnouts will come. There are times that you feel like you should give up, but please don't. It's always worth it. It's very, very worth it. So please don't give up. And you can also follow me on my platforms, Khadija Khalid. I'm Khadija Khalid everywhere. In fact, if you Google me, cry, you find me.
Yes.
So
talking about Google, if you want to create a channel, you can also just Google it, how to create a YouTube channel. And
exactly.
Then you have that information.
Yes. So Khadija Khalid once again.
Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me. Thank you, my producer, Prince Afo. This has been your girl, Adobia Bridgium, on Geek Squad. God willing, next week we would be here. Up next is news. Stay tuned. On the ocean.